Executive Director Rodney Gaskins says business has been brisk lately. He says that's partly because the rescue mission has been collecting more plastic since K&K Recycling, one of the area's biggest operations, stopped collecting this stuff a couple of weeks ago.
We've been looking for more customers anyway, so this is just another opportunity for us to expand our program and to get the word out about the great job that we're doing here.
The rescue mission offers its homeless clients a chance to develop job skills through its so-called green collar program so they can make their way back into the workforce and society.
You know, we're doing more than recycling. We're recycling people.
Gaskins says the rescue mission accepts two types of plastics, numbers 1 and 2, the types commonly used for containers such as drinking water bottles. Mary Fisher is the executive director of Anchorage-based Alaskans for Litter Prevention and Recycling, and she says those are the most commonly collected types of plastic nationwide. She says the reason they're collected is because there's a market for them.
Those are the two most valuable plastic commodities.
K&K Recycling accepted just about all types of plastic, including styrofoam, until a couple of weeks ago, which is why the company's decision to stop collecting the material was such a disappointment to residents of the interior who recycle. K&K owner Bernie Carl says he, too, was disappointed, but he says he's got bales of plastic jam-packed into storage buildings at his facility south of town, and he had to stop collecting it while he figured out a new way to use it.
Have a market at this time for the plastic. It isn't good stewardship for me to collect more of it.
Carl has been using the plastic to make fuel with a device that converts about 10 pounds of the material into about a gallon of hydrocarbon-based fuel through an electrochemical process. Carl says he's working on other ideas for the plastic he's got stored, including using it as a road-building material. K&K is still collecting other recyclables, and Carl says he'd like to get back to plastic someday because he still believes there's a market there somewhere.
There's light at the end of the tunnel, but this tunnel is miles long.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.